and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. This is Lynn Ariel, and you are listening to the award-winning Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of our great American Jazz.
Thanks, Lynn Ariel, and she is really something, and we are very lucky because she is coming to Richmond this coming Tuesday. She'll be performing for the Richmond Jazz Society. Concert starts at 7:30, and I hope that you will join me. I'm going to be there and with my good friend Dick and his wife, and Barbara and I are really looking forward to it. We heard Lynn a few years back in New Orleans at Snug Harbor, a nice little jazz club there. Anyway, she'll be here performing with a wonderful vocalist and Carla Cook, and Lynn will have a nice trio with her too, good bass player and good drummer. And I'm going to play something from one of her more recent albums right now, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the Jazz Society and how to get in touch with them to get your reservations if you haven't already done that in just a moment. So here is Miss Lynn Ariel with a nice recording of Wrap Around Your Finger.
Thank you. in a sentimental mood. I can see the stars come through my room. While your loving attitude is like a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts a melody so strange, so sweet. In this sentimental bliss, you make my paradise complete. Rose petals seem to fall. It's all like a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly. For I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental, sentimental. It's all like a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. Sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly. never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental me.
Duke Ellington's signature piece, certainly one of the thousands that he did, in a sentimental mood. And that was the very talented vocalist and pianist, although she was just accompanied by the fine guitar work of Ron S. Shea on this particular album. Sentimental Mood is the title of the album, and that's the title track. And we're crazy about Kate Reed right here on the Cool Jazz Set. She has a nice website, too. You want to check out her albums. It's Kate Reed, and it's R-E-I-D, Kate Reed Music. Before that, we heard from father and son duo, two of my favorite people, and the great bassist John Clayton and his son, young Gerald Clayton, from their album, The Parlor Series. And we heard If I Should Lose You, and that's on the Artist Share label. And we opened tonight's first set with the very talented Miss Lynn Arielle from her album Nuance, the Bennett Studio Session, that featured, in addition to Miss Arielle, George Mraz, a bassist on that, Randy Brecker, the trumpet player. And as I mentioned, when we opened, she will be with us this Tuesday, performing for the Richmond Jazz Society along with Carla Cook, great vocalist. And they are doing the You Know How I Feel tour, celebrating the music of Nina Simone, Abby Lincoln, and Joni Mitchell. And Lynn will have a trio with her backing Carl, and it'll be a fabulous show. It's one show. It's 7:30. It's at the Richmond Jazz Society's great performance venue, which is the Capitol Ale House downtown at 623 East Main Street. And for tickets tomorrow, you can call the Jazz Society at 804-643-1972, 643-1972. I'll be there, and I hope to see you there, too. It's going to be a fantastic show. Two wonderful artists. Speaking of wonderful artists, this is another favorite person of mine. This is from a brand-new recording just released. This is Kristen Korb, Kristen with a K and Korb with a K, and KristenKorb.com is her website, and this is her album entitled Finding Home. And this is a nice piece. This is, and she wrote it too. This is Up Again, Miss Kristen Korb.
Bound and determined, this language I'm learning. Tell me how hard can. Trick or two, hiding up in my sleep. Drop all the thinking and just let it sink in. Getting better by the day. Things are looking up, I shall acquire the words to guide my way. Thank you. reason to learn it to write my own. New motivation and fresh inspiration. Dig the process, it's my friend. Never give it up on my desire. I get back up again. Things are looking up, I shall acquire the process. It is my friend. Never give it up on my desire. Get back up again. Those silk shiny stockings that I wear when I'm with you, I wear 'cause you told me that you dig that crazy hue. Do we think of romance when we go to a dance? Oh no, you take a glance at those shiny stockings. Then came along some chick with great big stockings too. When you changed your mind about me, why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind. A guy who digs my shiny stockings too. Stockings too. When you changed your mind about me, why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind. A guy who digs my shiny stockings too.
Thank you.
And that was the GRP All-Star Big Band performing live in Tokyo, the title of the piece, Blue Train. Before that, we heard a fabulous pairing of the great Ella Fitzgerald with the great Count Basie Orchestra, those shiny stockings. And nobody could swing that like the great Count Basie with Ella. And I was lucky enough to have heard her with him many, many years ago in Washington. Barbara and I went up to hear them live at the Carter Baron Amphitheater. Boy, was that a treat. And we opened this threesome with my good friend, Kristen Korb, who is not only a wonderful bass player, but a good vocalist. She does both at the same time. And it's a right brain, left brain thing. I do not know how she and Jim Ferguson does it too, how they could play such beautiful bass lines and sing something else at the same time. But it's a nice new album that she has, and you may want to check it out. It featured some really fine players on that too that I'm familiar with. She lives in Denmark now, Copenhagen, I believe. But anyway, Kristen on bass and vocals. On piano, Magnus Horth. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Snorre Kirk on drums. Jacob Fisher was not on this particular one, but he's also on there too. And let's see, did we have a horn player on that? Yes, we did. Trombone player, Steen Henson. And a really nice album, and she gets a nice big fat sound, doesn't she? I love her bass playing. Okay. And one of my friends says, hey, don't forget to tell people that she's easy on the eyes. So that's not from me. That's from a friend of mine that absolutely adores her. But anyway, she's married now, so she's not available. Okay, up next, one of my all-time favorite trios. This is a great Oscar Peterson trio with Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen. Playing something from their Sinatra album that they did back in the early 60s, and this is Witchcraft, the great Oscar Peterson.
McIntyre, music and children. Have you ever wondered why young people take to music like fish to water? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream great dreams about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than any nation in history, and sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms today are like deep wells of creative energy just waiting to be explored by young minds. Don't let it go to waste.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And September is Cool Jazz Month right here at WDCE at 90.1 on your FM dial, streaming at WDCE.org. And we're delighted to be here in this beginning of autumn. It's actually nice and cool outside. I got here and it was like 65. It's going to be cold tonight. And it's about time. It's September. It's autumn. And tonight's show is swinging into autumn. Looking forward to it. The leaves are turning, as you know, and things are getting exciting. Football is back on campus, and we've got a great football team here at the University of Richmond. Great university, by the way, too. Well, let's see. Up next, something from a young guitarist, vocalist. Her name is Steph Johnson, and she resides in the San Diego area, I believe. And my son is a bassist out there, and he put me on to her. This is her trio from an album entitled Nature Girl. And this is When Sunny Gets Blue, Miss Steph Johnson and her trio.
Sunday gets bluer, eyes get gray and cloudy, then the rain begins to fall. Pitter patter, pitter patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet loving man Sunday gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying like some violins are playing. Weird and haunting people used to love to hear her laugh and see her smile. Oh, that's how she got her name. But since that sad affair, she's lost her smile and changed her style somehow. Just not the same, but memories will fade and pretty dreams are gonna rise up where her other dreams fell through. Oh, so hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away lonely tear and hold her near when sunny gets blue. Mm-hmm. use to love to hear her laugh and see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile and changed her style. Oh, somehow, no, no, she's just not the same. But memories are gonna fade and pretty dreams are gonna rise up where her other dreams fell through. So hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near.
Was Miss Steph Johnson, guitarist and vocalist on her album Nature Girl, featuring a nice some nice bass work on that by Rob Thorson, and Fernando Gomez is the drummer on that. Nice brushwork. Let's see, up next, finish up this first set with a request that I had, Monty Alexander with a nice tune, Once I Loved.